It is time for another Classic Car Chat with Al. It's being brought to you by JDR Seeds. And today, Tom Erpelding is joining us. We've traveled up to Rural Burt. And Tom, welcome to the Classic Car Chat.
Thanks, Al.
Tell us what we're looking at. We're in the shed, the home where this beautiful classic vehicle is kept. Tell us what it is.
It's a 1914 Model T Touring. It's 108 years old. It was restored in 2000 by a guy from down by Carthage, Illinois.
So tell me, why did you decide to look for a Model T?
I had a 1929 Model A, and I sold that here last year. And when my folks passed away, I decided I wanted something again. And I was just looking, and I was thinking, I want something that's old and not too many people have around. So this thing's in mint condition.
Yes, it is. We'll try and describe it a little bit. The Model T, of course, as Henry Ford said, you can have any color as long as it's black.
So. That's right. Yep. And it's only, you would think it'd have four doors on it, but there's only three doors because back in them days, they didn't have an opening by the steering wheel. So.
Yeah, and that's true. So you get in on the right-hand side, which would be the passenger side.
Yes, you do.
And this thing has been totally restored. That gold, what's the
brass?
Yeah, the brass.
Yep, the brass. There's a lot of brass on it. And that kind of caught my eye, too. I bought this on an online auction. It was a Donald Kroll estate car. He had a lot of antique cars that were on the sale. He passed away last year, and it was on Sullivan Auctions down by Carthage, Illinois. And me and Mitchell Habiger got online, and we bid it and ended up getting it.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful. Just another note on it. Like now, they basically, you might see Ford on the grill. You might see Ford on the trunk of a vehicle or the hatch of a vehicle. This one has Ford everywhere.
Yes, it does. It has, my nephew tried counting. I don't know if he got them all counted, but he was up to 28 the last time I knew that there was the Ford name was on the card like 28 times. And like I say, it's got a lot of brass on it, and that's something that really, like I say, that caught my eye, and I ended up wanting it, and I ended up getting it. And the leather seats, they were redone by the same guy, and he knew what he was doing. On the front tips of the seats, are the end tips are leather where most of the wear is, and the rest of it's kind of a vinyl. So they said he knew what he was doing. And when I bought this car, I stopped. There's a guy down by Kanawha, Iowa. His name is Les Anderson, and he knows what his stuff is about Model Ts and all kinds of cars because he redoes them. So he made me pretty happy on this deal, too. So
what powers this vehicle? What kind of engine is in there?
There's a little four-cylinder engine in it. There's a lot of brass on that engine, too. It's all fixed up. For the transmission, people would think they could just jump right in and drive this car. I can't even drive. Bruce Kent's going to teach me how to drive this car because Bruce's dad bought the Ford dealership in Algona in 1928, and Bruce said that his dad had 7 of these cars, but he said this car here is the most nicest looking car of all of them. Well, for the transmission, all it is Kevlar bands. It's like rubber bands. There's a lot of learning to driving this car, so he's going to teach me.
Yes, I looked in it. It has the steering wheel, but there are multiple pedals in the floor, and I always say, well, I can drive anything that has wheels, but I don't think we'd say that about this one. I'd have to learn.
That's right. Anybody'd have to sit and learn this car because, like I say, it's nothing you can just jump right in and learn. There's throttle handles up by the steering wheel that you got to have set right to get it started. And most of these cars, what really caught my eye on this was the dash is made of cherry wood. And there's most of these old cars like this don't have a speedometer or an odometer, but this one does. It's got the magneto in it too, plus it's got the starter. So I can either crank start it or I can start it with the starter. So that makes me happy too.
You have an option besides just doing the crank, which would be on the front of the lower radiator.
Right. Plus it's got a little horn in it.
Can I honk the horn? Can
sure.
I step over and honk the horn? Because we can pick that up. It has one of the, here. There, I had to do that.
Yep. Me and Bruce are going to take it over to Titanca in the car show here. This has got about 22 horsepower, and it goes about 40 miles an hour. So you don't want to drive it too fast. These cars were made for the olden days.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful, a shiny black and brass, and just an absolutely wonderful old car. Tom, thanks for sharing it with us here on our Car Chat.
You betcha. Thanks, Al.
And this has been another Classic Car Chat with Al, and this one really a special one, a Model T, 1914 Model T Ford. And again, for JDRC, the sponsor of our Classic Car Chat, thanks for joining us.